The agri-hood is one approach to what I call kind of the local food movement. It's people trying to ensure the integrity of their food by getting your food from people they know. And you, as that neighborhood, have control over how it's produced.
Farm-to-table living, a neighborhood that would be based on community and doing life with people and wellness. And so I'm reading this description of this agri-community, and I look at my husband, and I'm like, we will live here.
We set out on a journey over 7,000 miles ago because we wanted to learn as much as we could about the agri-hood lifestyle. And what we quickly realized is why more and more people are choosing healthier and sustainable communities over traditional or conventional subdivisions.
The biggest difference would just be the sense of like-minded people. We all want our kids to be outside, fishing, climbing trees, you know, visiting with the animals, being in touch with reality, being in touch with nature, eating healthy food. I mean, there's really no comparison. There's nothing quite like what we're experiencing here.
You're dialed into the perfect podcast. This is Agri-Hood Radio. Everything you need to know about the farm-to-table lifestyle.
Hey, Maya, how are you?
Brett, I'm fine. How are you?
Great. Fantastic.
Well, I was so excited to see your, not only the blog, but the website. It's absolutely amazing what you and your family are doing.
Well, thank you. It's been a lot of fun. Here's how I look at it. We like to learn in an environment where it's fun. You know, I remember going to school back 100 years ago. and I always did. I all the classes I enjoyed the most is when the experience was fun. So my wife said, you know, let's go out and check out some agri-hoods, some places we can look in for raising cash, our son Cash. And I thought to myself, if we're going to do this, let's have fun doing it, right? So it's been a lot of fun. I wanted people to see how fun these communities are. And during our travels, we've seen this as of today, 21 different properties. And the word that comes to mind for Ascensia and Rancho Mission Viejo is one word. It's fun. It's a very fun community.
Love to hear that. That's awesome.
So what role do you play, Amaya? You're the director of community services, yes?
I am. And some would call me the director of fun, actually. But I actually am the keeper of the vision. And I work directly with our team that actually runs the Homeowners Association and our Community Services Organization. And I'm basically the liaison between them and the developer and the opportunity that I have to ensure that we're delivering on our marketing promise. So kind of keeping a check on things, making twists and turns when we need to, and, you know, making sure that we're keeping the fun alive, the vision, the beauty, all that it takes to really connect people to one another, to the land, and their families.
There's a great story behind this. The family that actually started, that owns the land. Talk about that for a second, because we haven't seen something of this magnitude in any of our travels. So share that with us.
So, you know, I'm going to actually go back 130 years, because the family's owned the land that long, and it was two Irish immigrants in 1882 that met each other, and with a handshake, they became partners. One was a banker and one was a rancher. And the banker owned about over 200,000 acres in South Orange County, and he needed somebody to manage the land and the cattle. And so Richard O'Neill Sr. said, I can do that. And they agreed that if he managed the land, that over a period of time, he would become owner of half of the land. And that's what happened. So, gosh, how many years later? It was probably 1942. The U.S. government came in and said, well, we are going to purchase a lot of this land for by the U.S. Marines for Camp Pendleton. And so a lot of the land was used for that. And the family was left with about 52,000 acres. And at that time in the 60s, the 5 freeway was built. And in order to continue the agricultural heritage and ranching and farming, they decided to also become land developers and started building master plan communities. So this actual community is the last 23,000 acres owned by the family. And why the name is the same as the company is because Tony Moiseau, the owner and chairman, wanted to keep the lasting legacy and name the community Rancho Mission Viejo. So that's where we are today.
So cool. And so what was the first property that you guys had developed out there?
Actually, it was Mission Viejo. So you can kind of get confused between Rancho Mission Viejo.
Yes.
So that is now a city.
It is.
Of about, I'm going to say 100,000, but maybe less, a little less.
Is that neighboring to Cota de Casa?
So I guess you could, it's Mission Viejo, which is really closer kind of to the 5 freeway. And then we have Rancho Santa Margarita, which is adjacent to Cota de Casa. So along what I call the Antonio Corridor is Rancho Santa Margarita, a smaller community we built of about 1,200 homes called Las Flores, and then over almost 8,000 units of Ladera Ranch, which is unincorporated Orange County. And then you go further down Antonio, and then now you're into Rancho Mission Viejo.
Gotcha.
And then you hit the Ortega Highway.
Gotcha. So when we came through there, our visit was to Sencia. And that, I'm guessing that's one of your newest properties.
Correct. So what we have is the 23,000 acres of the Rancho Mission Viejo, which is Orange County's last working ranch. 6,000 of those acres are going to be developed, which is about 25% of the ranch lands. And then 75% is going to be open space conservancy. So what we did, so we have about 5 planning areas. So our first one was the village of Sendero, which we opened in 2013. And then our second village is Ascensia, the one you visited, that we opened in 2015. So we have about almost 3,500 to 4,000 homes total between both of the villages.
Gotcha. And then when we came through there, our boy Cash, he didn't want to leave him. Every time he thought we saw the last playground or play area, there was another one. I mean, it's so kid. You saw the video. The zip line was a highlight of to this day. He still talks about the zip line. No Agrohood we've ever visited had a zip line. This kid is in love with Ascensia. So when people come to that, community, what are you noticing? What's the feedback that you're getting from people that have no idea that this place was even there?
Oh my gosh. So we have, I think there's different segments of the population, kind of what they're looking for. But in a lot of we do resident surveys. This isn't just from a marketing focus, but resident surveys of those that are actually living here. And what's really, truly resonating, it is the open space and the views and the feeling of serenity and peacefulness that they're getting in kind of in Orange County, which is pretty unheard of.
Sure.
So the next step then is the connectivity to their neighbors, the neighborliness, being able to, through our Ranch Life Community Services organization, we connect people through, and residents through the different events that occur. We have even, initial meet and greets where they can meet their neighbors before they move in. So those connections become really deep and wide. And those are some of the neat connections that they make. And then for the 55 plus, for the Gavilan neighborhoods and the families that live there, they are just finding that, the people that they live next to they've never had neighbors like this before. They've lived in some of their communities for 20 and 30 years and never knew, never knew their next door neighbor, if you will. So they're just finding new ways to meet people, new clubs, new activities, things that they've never ventured into, that they're able to learn new skills and just have fun. Like you said, have fun.
Yeah, for sure. And as you're saying this, it's repeating itself. The common thread from our experience, and I can say this now from experience of seeing various community agrihoods around the country, is that the feedback is, there's this sense of community that brings people together like we've never experienced before. So coming from a conventional cookie cutter subdivision into an agri-hood, an agri-community with the farm, with the events, they're just something. And I wish I could put my, I don't know if it's just, you know what? I'm not sure we can say it's just one thing that's bringing these people so close together. I think it's a multitude of things. Would you, is that kind of what you're seeing?
It is. I think it's a holistic approach because the way we build communities, and this is the way we've really built communities since day one in Mission Viejo. I'm going to just call it maybe two-pronged for now. It's more complex than that, but we have the built infrastructure where you build the roads and the parkways and you bring the schools in, you have the amenities, the recreational clubs and things of that nature, right? And then you have the trails and we have the multimodal pathways, whatever it may be that's built infrastructure. But then we layer it with multi-million dollar organizations to oversee it. And whether that's the homeowners association, and you can kind of make it similar to like a city. So the city has a public works department. They basically maintain all the actual, infrastructure. Well, the HOA maintains all the clubhouses, the landscaping, all of that within the community. And then our community services organization is like the Parks and Rec department, where they come in and actually activate the amenities. And that's where that holistic approach really deepens. And then we have the layering on of the reserve at Rancho Mission Viejo, which is really unique offering where they do public programming for the public, they do it for the schools, and then they offer exclusive programming for residents so that they get them onto the land through docent led hikes, interpretive lectures, astronomy nights, rambles on the reserve, things of that nature. And then we actually added another layer, which is a ranch ride shuttle system. And it's a multimodal system of pathways that we've developed within the community to connect the villages one to another. And we also layered it then with a shuttle system that moves people around the ranch for certain events that we have, and then off the ranch for summer shuttles to get them to the beaches or some of the local South Orange County destinations. So when you say it's not just one thing, you're absolutely right. It's a holistic approach to a community lifestyle that really resonates with people.
And we love the fact that you are so multi-generational, and you're selling out so quickly. As we did our tour, we saw sold out signs, popping out throughout your community. Why? What's making this thing? What's in the draw is that I understand, first of all, Orange County, come on. I mean, it's probably one of the most beautiful places in the country. And we've been around the country several times. It's a great location. And on top of that, what you guys are doing there, as far as offering your amenities, and that visitor center is so cool because a lot of these big communities, it seems kind of there's something missing. And then when there's a handful that are out there that actually say, look, we want people to be educated. When they come here, we want them to feel welcomed. And that's what you guys are doing. We pulled up there. We got there in the afternoon and you saw the video. We got there probably about 12 or 1 and we left. It was dark and we hadn't seen everything yet. But the way that we were welcomed, and the people, not only in your visitor center, Penny and Kathy, your neighbors, the residents were all just so friendly. Like it was just a great, and that was just being there for, half the day. I can imagine what it's like to live there.
Yeah, it is really unique. And I think when you talk about the hospitality, it's interesting that you say that about our visitor center, because we've gone from our visitor center in Sendero, I don't know what the square footage was, but we decreased that size by about 50%. Into Ascensia. And then when we went into Northwalk, which is the visitor center that you saw, it's just a sliver of the size, basically, of what we used to have. And because so much is digitized today and people are doing a lot of their research on their websites, but we always want to make sure that we have that hospitality feel and that welcoming. And that is really a really core value of the Moiso family that's always been there since day one. And I wish I had in front of me the ranch code. Tony Moiso wrote the ranch code. It was up in the visitor center in the garage where you were. And one is that make your handshake your bond, which goes back to that first story that I shared with you about the two Irishmen. It was a handshake.
Right.
That all of a sudden, he owned, land because of a handshake. And it's about being hospitable. It's about being kind to others, respectful. So it's even off a takeoff of the cowboy code, if you will, the code of ethics for the cowboy. It's just very similar approach. And that code of ethics, that ranch code, is what we are trying to embody as we meet with home shoppers and how we want our team, the vendors and the staff that's hired to be able to really present ourselves in that light so that we perpetuate the not only the legacy of the land, but the legacy of the family and their heart.
And I'm so glad you said that, because in a world in personalization, you said everything's moving digitally, everything's online, a lot of things are online, but we're still human beings that like that personal touch. And I hope this interview gets back to your developers to know that, you know, they're standing out in the crowd of a lot of different communities by having that personal touch there. Sure, we can go online, click a button, get on your phone, but it's nothing like walking into a real life visitor center, being greeted with a warm smile, a handshake, can I get you a bottle of water? So I hope, I really do, my hopes are, this is so impressive at potential home buyers looking for the ideal community for our family. This is what the first step of the process, because anybody, you know, you can buy a house anywhere, but it's a feel. When my wife and I set out for our journey to look for an Agrahood for our family, you know, a lot of times they just want to sell you a house. And my wife said, no, look, we want to see, touch, feel, get experience from the community before the house buying part's easy. You know what? If you're going to raise your son in an environment, your family in an environment, you want to get a good feel for it. So again, great for you guys. Great job on you guys for having that visitor center, that first impression when you get to that community. So awesome stuff.
Thank you. And what I'd love to offer to you and your wife, you know, there's something that we're doing that's pretty unique, and we've kind of even extended it this year. We have a pass basically to the ranch, and it's a 2-week pass for home shoppers. And you can meet with Ann or Charlie here at the visitor center and actually have the ability to take a look at kind of the 2 weeks out of the next couple of months that might work for you. And you could bring your family, and we issue you an access card. We put you in touch with the different opportunities that are occurring on the ranch, and you have an opportunity to experience it, get into the amenities, use them, work out at the Hilltop Fitness Club, jump in the pool, you know, maybe rent out a tent at the campout. Take a ramble on the reserve, work the farm. You know, there's a lot of opportunities that abound there. So that's something that we're really trying to promote. We really haven't done that over the past several years, but going into 2019, that's something we're really trying to focus on, because I think it is about that experience and where people can touch and feel what they think that lifestyle is going to be.
Really is. We appreciate that offer. That's very, very kind of you. You touched on something about the farm. Let's talk about that farm for a second. We didn't get to spend too much time at the farm. I believe it might have been off season. Is that a full working farm? Is it in process? What's the deal with the farm?
So we have 3 farms. One is behind gates for our 55 plus neighborhood. But what we did, we actually went with the approach of communal farming. And we decided that we wanted to do something different besides just renting like plots of ground, kind of like those 8x10 plots that people can do and they just farm them themselves. We wanted to go a little deeper that we could actually more educate people and make it a more of an intense experience for folks. So what we did is we have an expert farm team. We have 3 farmers that actually tend to the farms and work them and work with our residents who want to become farmhands. And they actually pay a fee to volunteer, believe that or not.
That's awesome.
But part of that, so we have 2 growing seasons. They pay $100 for each growing season. They work about a minimum of 4 hours a month, and it's per household, so your entire family can come. You can bring your kids. And you have the opportunity to learn from the farm expert that's there. You get to access then all the vegetables, produce, and fruit that we're growing. So it's not just in the little plot of land that you have. You also have the ability that if you want to, you know, if you know, weeks get busy, especially for families, and it's like, oh, I can't get out there and water my garden. You know, somebody else is taking care of it. So you just sign up for those 2-hour slots a couple times a month, but know that other people are there during other times of the month to take care of the gardens. And then we have a European kind of you pick. Instead of the CSA basket right now, we decided, you know, when you want something, just come and pick it. We're right there at the farm. If you're working that day, take your produce, tonight, if you're having your family over and you just want to have a great salad or something, just go pick it fresh and you're on your way. So those are some of the kind of the unique things that we've done. They also have a monthly potluck that they just have. It's amazing, the food at the potluck. It's pretty fun. And we've done some different things where we've had one gentleman actually had he had hops, and they decided to get the seeds. They brought them down from, I think it was Northern California, because his mom lived here, if I have the story right. And they ended up growing the hops, and then they made the beer, and then at the potluck, they tasted the beer. And so, you know, it's just that kind of thing that you just can't curate. You know, it's the residents. It's when the residents get involved, to me, the experiences are exponential. We as a company or our team that we've hired to execute programs, it's awesome. But it's when residents get involved, that's where the heartbeat just, you know, that's where the heartbeat is.
For sure. Is it a CSA setup for at the farm? Is there annual subscription fee to get produce from the farm?
So it's a six month fee. So it's a 6 month fee that you pay, and then you just have the UPIC currently. That's what we're doing right now.
I gotcha. Okay, so it is.
Yeah, just pick whatever.
Whatever you harvest,
whatever you want.
Very, very, very cool.
And so we have the quarterly workshops. They have, we have a gather and give program once a month where the entire community can come in and they gather and harvest, and we take it to the Mission Basilica, the Sarah Pantry, right now actually at the San Juan Capistrano at the Mission. And we bring the produce there for their food pantry once a month. They are engaged in different events that we do to, you know, share about what the Agrihood is. We have new resident meet and greets where we actually have, you know, in homeowners association, you have to do architectural submittals for your yards. The Agrihood, actually our farm team is actually a part of that. And they have a presentation that they give to new residents that shares with them about the farm and what they can actually install and plant in their own yards or in their patio areas. And that's become like the biggest wow factor at that event. Well, it might be the wine, but it's also the farm.
Yeah, for sure. You know, I'm listening to you explain. Not only do I hear the experience, I'm feeling the experience. After having been there with my family, you have a better feel for this. So following up with that, what do you say that people now who are listening to this podcast, this interview, have no idea what Agrihoods are? They're about to move into a conventional neighborhood. I mean, you have to at least extend them an invite to say, hey, come check this out, you guys. Just before you, there's something for everybody. But what I have found, Amaya, is that not one person I have spoken to who lives in an Agrihood has ever said, you know what, this isn't for me. I think I'm just going to go back to my conventional cookie cutter subdivision. It's been the complete opposite. Everyone we've spoken to has said, you know what, I'm so glad I found this lifestyle, because now I know that I could never go back to the conventional cookie cutter lifestyle.
You're absolutely right. And I think people find that even though they may not want to put their fingers in the dirt, because many don't, the fact that they can purchase produce from the farm stand, or the fact that it's just there for its beauty to look at. And a lot of it is about education. I mean, I know my dad, we're Italian, and we had the backyard. When people came to our home, you always took them in the backyard and you walked them through the garden. That was always what we did. I have an 8- and a 9-year-old grandkids. And when I bring them to our farms here, the biggest experience for me is to walk them through the farm and to say, this is basil, smell it, taste it. This is rosemary. This is a carrot. Let's pull it. I mean, that to me is the experience and the education that they learn, that, you know, it's not, you know, where you get your food from the grocery store, but this is actually how it's grown. So that educational part is so exciting. And we have a lot of our 55 plus that have maybe gardened in the past are really excited about kind of doing this with their grandkids or sharing this experience with their grandkids.
And just like you said, you remember the times in the past where you had that experience with your parents and grandparents, that whole experience stayed with you for the rest of your life. And, you know, and that's what we're looking at now for our son. It's a whole nother experience. You can go to the grocery store and pick an organic vegetable off the shelf, or you can put them in an environment to see how food is grown, get them involved with other free range kids. And it's a whole lifestyle that we're so attracted to. So I want to say thank you for your time, for sharing that with us. I mean, what's the vision look like? What's the future? What's coming up?
Oh my. So we have our third planning area that we're planning for right now, actually. And that may open around maybe 2021, late 2021. And really taking a look at kind of the holistic approach. It's going to be our largest planning area. So it's going to be probably 7,000 units, so the size of Ladera Ranch. And really taking that thoughtful planning approach, not only from demographics and what consumers are looking for, what our landform is, and how we continue to integrate the ranching and orchard heritage and that legacy, as well as, you know, the continuation of the types of amenities and, you know, parks and recreational amenities and clubhouses and things like that that people want. So it's really an exciting time. This is, and also maybe just a little tidbit, Planning Area 3 is the home to Cow Camp. Cow Camp is our historic site for ranch operations. So this is now the heart of the ranch. So we are taking a really careful and thoughtful approach of how that becomes incorporated, because we're having to balance the integration of conservation of land, residential development, mixed use, and, you know, retail, as well as ranching operations. And it's not for the faint of heart. There's a lot to take a look at, because there's a lot of overlapping needs and, you know, constraints and things like that. So,
sure.
We're up for the task.
Awesome stuff. So may I tell people how they can get a hold of you, the website, social media? Share that with the world, please.
Oh, so you can find us at RanchoMissionViejo.com. I believe we're also unveiling our new website at the end of the month, so please check it out. And our visitor center, Ann and Charlie and their team, are available at 949-768-1882. And of course, I'm Amaya Gennaro, Director of Community Services. You can reach me anytime at Ranch Headquarters at 949-240-3363. I would love to hear from you.
Awesome stuff. And I can't wait to tell Lena and Cash about the little invite you extended us. They're going to be so thrilled and excited to know that they can come back and play on those playgrounds and see some more cool stuff there at Rancho Mission Viejo. So thank you again. We appreciate that. Have a great afternoon. If there's anything you want to catch up with in the future, please just shoot a quick email, and we'd love to have you back on and share that vision with the world.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Brett. Thank you for what you and your wife and your son are doing. It's great. We love it.
Thank you so much. We appreciate that. Have a great day.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
If healthy and sustainable living is important to you and your family, join the Coleman family as they travel the country and discover some of the best agri communities in America.